Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. We have Coach Jim Newstead, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, on the line with us here. Coach, I tell you what, looking at that game, if you're a neutral observer of the game last week, one of the best high school games you've probably ever seen. I know in my history of broadcasting, it's probably one of the best football games that I've ever called. So, Coach, I know that being said, we didn't enjoy the outcome. Once again, East Buchanan takes it in the final moments, a hard-fought football game, a very well-played football game, I think, between both teams. West Platte just came on the short of the stick, but I tell you what, I know I'm no king of moral victories, but certainly the boys have to hold their head high over the play they had last week against East Buchanan.
Yeah, I think it is a moral victory. I mean, we played really hard. I think we showed ourselves and everyone else that we can be just as physical as the better teams in this area. So I was really impressed with our physicality. I was really impressed also with our emotional part of the game, because the game has ups and downs, and we kept staying, handled adversity well. Didn't come out on the top at the end, but you know, I told the kids when the week started, I said, this game's going to come down to probably some mistakes that someone's going to make. It's going to come down to one or two points. And that's what it did, and we just had too many mistakes. We finished the game with two lost fumbles, two bad punts, a blown coverage for a touchdown, and then two missed PATs. You just can't make that many mistakes when you're playing against a good team. Now, good teams end up causing mistakes, too. I know we caused them to have a few mistakes here and there, too, but the team that had the less mistakes is going to win, as I told the kids and them all week, and that's kind of what happened. I'm not going to take away from how hard we played, how emotional we got to play the game. Proved to us that we can play with anybody when we are set and focused in.
Well, no question about it, Coach. I have to say we really liked your game plan. The key, your thought, was to hold Trevor Klein to a minimal aspect of the game, and you did that in the first half. I know he had a big run there, obviously, late in the game. But the game plan was followed pretty well. They were able to, you know, stay tight and hold on to make sure that those cutbacks did not occur, at least in the first half. And I like the game plan, Coach. It's just one of those things. Obviously, it came up short, and as you mentioned, the mistakes. But I did like the game plan going into this game.
Yeah, they're a big throwing team. Trevor Klein's probably the biggest threat. They like to run the ball, too, with him. You know, it's almost impossible to try to stop both. So we put our efforts on stopping Klein at the running back. We held him to 90 yards rushing. So I think we did a pretty good job with that. We gave up some passing yards, but we knew we would. We kind of had the philosophy that we were going to bend but not break as we get closer to the goal line at the pass in. The areas of field of ball become smaller. And I thought we did a great job with that, other than the one blown coverage we had when they scored a touchdown there on 4th and 5. So I thought we had a great game plan with that. We rushed 3, dropped 8 in pass. Even though we're only rushing 3 in pass, we still had 7 or 8 in the box to stop Trevor Klein at running back. The last drive, we didn't do as well on that. We kind of had the same game plan there, but I don't know if emotions got high at the end or we had some missed tackles, but he got the ball 5 times in a row in that last drive and ended up scoring with us. And we had two missed tackles in that last touchdown, so we're going to have to do better at stopping him if we ever play him again. I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete, and he's a good football player. But I thought, all in all, we did a pretty good job stopping him on that last drive.
And, Coach, with the loss there, you know, I'm looking at it, and, you know, Gritz and I were talking even after we talked with you after the game, which we appreciate. There's a lot of football left to play. Mid-Buchanan and East Buchanan will play each other. West Platte takes care of business. It could be a very special year. And certainly with the schedule favoring West Platte as far as home opportunities and road opportunities here late in the season, there's a lot of football left to play. And who knows, you just keep playing hard, the best will happen.
Yeah, this is the halfway point. You know, when you get in, you get 5 games in the season, you're kind of halfway. So I've always done with my teams, I've always done a half of the season evaluation. So we had evaluation of things that we're good at, things that we need to improve halfway, because second half of the season is probably the toughest part of the season for us, with Penny and East Buck, our last 2 games, and Lathrop's 0-5 team tomorrow, but they're still a good football team. So we have a lot of things that we still need to concentrate and work on, but I'm really impressed with our running game, to be honest. We didn't talk much about this earlier, but we ran for 207 yards against a very stout defense. And if if we can run for 200 and some positive yards against good teams, we're going to put ourselves in a chance to win the ball game. I thought our offensive line did a really good job blocking. Our running backs did a good job blocking and running. We sucked up a lot of clock and a lot of time with our running game. With 207 yards rushing, East Buck really didn't have the best answer to stop us. And then we stopped ourselves at times with fumbles and so forth. But if we can maintain our running game, then we're able to play with anyone in this conference and the rest of this area.
Certainly that running game is going to come handy against this next opponent, the tough Lathrop Mules, coming up. We'll talk to Coach right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, we're back with Coach Jim Newstead here, and Blue Jays, they prep for a homecoming battle with the Lathrop Mules. And you look at their record, 0-5, but then Coach, I actually did some research and see who they played. Richmond, 4-1. Savannah in that ever-tough Midland Empire Conference, 2-3 in that conference. They've played East Buchanan undefeated. They've played Mid-Buchanan undefeated. And Penny is 4-1 and on the top of the heap in their particular district. So, Coach, I'm sure it's the team has played the toughest schedule to this point that you played.
Yeah, they have a very tough schedule early, and that's what I'm trying to express to the kids. You know, they're 0-5, but they're a better football team than 0-5 shows. They are, and not only have they played a tougher schedule, they played East Buck within a touchdown. They played Savannah within a touchdown. They were in the game with Mid Buck until halftime. Richmond kind of got them early, so they had a hard time with that. Penny kind of got them early, and they had a hard time with that. But they are a good ball club. If they come up ready to play, they have some good linemen. They're quick on defense, so even though they're 0-5, we're going to have our hands full. I think they're a better football team than any of the first four teams we play in the season. So the record cannot deter what type of team they are. I'm hoping I get this across to the kids. Sometimes it's kind of hard to get back up emotionally for a game after a big game like we had last week. But we've been emphasizing in our practice, and hopefully they come up and step up to the challenge.
And, of course, Lathrop's going to have some additional motivation going into their place last year and coming up with a big win. I'm sure that's in the back of their minds, at least coming into this game.
Yeah, we definitely earned the respect last year with that game. So they're going to come with the attitude that they respect us and they're going to play hard and they're going to come after us. And the coach is probably looking at them, talking to them and saying, you know, we've got the hardest part of our schedule done. So after West Platte here moving on, we got a chance to win all of our games. So this could be the starting point of the rally for them to finish out the year on a positive note. The quarterback, Mason Adwell, is a very good athlete. He's going to run the ball and throw the ball well. And Tristan Dotson, that fullback, has been carrying the load for them. I think he's got about 700 yards of rushing already. So we got to stop those two guys on their offense. We've got a decent game plan to go ahead and stop that. If the kids executed well, I think we're okay. On defense, the defense is pretty quick. It's not as big as East Buck and some of their teams, but they're fast. So they have two D tackles, Dominic Falkenberry and Jared Wright, are two D tackles, 6'4", 265, 6'3", 225. So they got some size there, and they're fast. Those two guys are fast off the ball. Both the inside linebackers, the Dotson kid that plays running back is also an inside linebacker. So we got our hands full on trying to stop them and trying to move the ball on them. I hope our kids respond well to what we've done this week, and I hope they see it as a challenge and not an 0-5 team.
Well, that's an excellent scouting report, and certainly a lot to prepare for in getting rid of this team. Certainly we've played teams like this earlier in this year, and certainly they're going to be a little bit hungry. And I know, Coach, especially with homecoming, it's important that the team remains focused going into this game.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's hard to get up and down when you play emotional games, but like I told the kids, if we want to be the champions and the competitors that we want to be here at West Platte, you're going to have to get week in and week out, especially in this conference. You're going to have to play at that type of level. You're not always going to have easier games when you get in the heart of the schedule in the KCI. So we got to be able to step up and play at the level and be competitive.
And just kind of looking at the district standings, they more or less have stayed the same. And, of course, we're running into a situation as we go on down toward the end of the year where the ones that are undefeated will be playing each other. And we certainly had that last week. And, Coach, it's just going to be important to be consistent. Keep playing hard. Who knows what's going to happen as we get toward the close of the season.
Yep. Yeah, exactly right. You know, East Buck and Mid Buck both have to play still, so we'll see what happens there. East Buck, obviously, by beating us, they have the advantage on us, so they're going to be ranked higher than us no matter what the points are since they beat us at the head. So that was one thing we're going to have to deal with. But our goal is to be in the top three of the district, and that's been our goal all year. So we got to win this ball game and maintain that our position at top three.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to you and West Platte Blue Jays as we go into this homecoming game versus the Lathrop Mules.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your coverage, and go Blue Jay Nation.